بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زبان مجلس حضرت مرام رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in 1988 where he mentions that he does not know why that it is taking so long for a person to reform. What's the reason? So many years is taking to become a better person. So many years. What's the reason for the reformation being delayed? Why it's been delayed? Whereas, if it's according to your, and he mentions that if it's according to your taste, whatever you want it, then you follow your sheikh. When a sheikh tells you something, if it suits you fine, you follow it. If it does not suit you fine, you don't follow it. What kind of etamad is that now? What kind of trust you have? When a person has trust for sheikh, said that he follows without questioning him, whether it suits him fine, whether he likes it, don't like it, but he has to like it. With no question of asking, you know what, I like this, I don't like this. The moment you begin to think, you know, I'm only going to choose this and choose that, then there's no such thing as following a sheikh. As a disciple. He goes on saying, ye to achha peer bana, nice peer you made now. That when he suits you, take him. You don't suit you, don't take him. But in reality, if you look at it, he says to say that in other words, you have two peers. Yeah?
Two peers.
It's true, you have two peers. That those things which you like to do, then you want to do it, that you decide even a sheikh not to do it. So now you're following your own, and you're a peer yourself. And those things which you like, which you love, what he's telling you to do, you begin to follow those things. So it's like this, that you got two peers. You don't want that following at all. Whereas you're supposed to bow down to everything what he tells you to do. If you cannot bow down to whatever he tells you, then why should you follow him? You followed him, you came to meet him, you gave your hand to him. You sold yourself to him. It is your duty now that you sold yourself, that you don't own yourself anymore. So what are you supposed to do? You have to accept everything he says to you. To that extent, if the sheikh tells you not to read tahajjud namaz, you don't read. If he tells you not to read, he knows why he's telling that. So if you're not prepared to follow him, then why follow him? Why come to him? So he understood that when you understand something you want to follow, which helps you, you feel very happy about it, you follow. You don't have people. The way of Allah Ta'ala is not what you like. It's what Allah likes. That is the most important thing in the way to Allah. It's not what I like. It's not what you like. No matter how much I hate this thing here, but if Allah loves it, I love it. You do not want to speak to that person at all. But Allah wants you to speak. So you forget your own feelings and feeling of Allah in front. The desire of Allah, not the feeling desire of Allah. So tasawwuf means this much, that every moment of your life, you have to follow Allah's command, not your command. Whether you like it or you don't like it. The only thing is this, but that you look at the person who's guiding you, that he's misguiding in any way. In other words, to see that he's following the sunnah tariq of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he's guiding in any other way, you don't follow him. If you leave him, no problem, would not with disrespect, with respect. The most important thing you have to look into the life of the sheikh is this much, that when you sit in his company, is the love of the world is coming out of you, or you have the more love of the world. And the love of the hereafter is coming more in you, then you must know that is the role you must take. Hazrat, he said this much, that as far as possible, do not oppose the people of Haqq. Do not oppose the people of Haq. Because it's going to be detrimental for your iman. It can cause very lot of harm for your iman. He gives an incident of Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. One person asked him, one alim asked him a question, is crow halal or haram? You know crow, the bird crow. He was a great person. He told him, if you want, it is halal. If you want to eat it, you don't eat. You eat it. You don't want to eat it, you don't eat it. But it's halal. So another alim said, tomorrow you make even eagle halal too. Tomorrow, he passed a comment like this. Oh, is crow halal? Then tomorrow you say even eagle halal. And he took it very slightly. You know, it's something very, like, not important at all. You know how we do like this? When some buzrug says something to us, oh, he said this, tomorrow you say that too. We're not understanding what be the outcome of this. Another one said, Gongoi Ram was a very great person. However, he says he did not even know about it, but what happened to that alim who was so, oh, it was good, that he began, his life began this way, that all that zeal and josh and zohar, that muhabbat, that love and the sweetness of iman was fading from him. Sometimes you begin to think, what is happening to me? I'm doing namaz, everything, but why is fading from me? I'm not enjoying, although you must not look at that enjoyment. The sweetness is not there anymore. Why is it I'm trying it, but I'm still, there's no zeal, you know? Although that is not the purpose. But a man when continues making ibadat, making zikr every time, he couldn't do all the everything good. There's a different feeling that he gets into him, different condition that he experiences, which is beyond him. Sometimes he experiences, sometimes not experiences. So it so happened this much, that is, this person, this buzruk, this Maulana, who's paid that part of the statement of that kind, he began now, his ibadat that he's making, it was sealed. He couldn't get forward. Cannot progress. He cannot progress. He became stagnant. And he straightway told his friend, you know, I don't know what's happening to me. That was also a big alim. You know, I'm trying my level best, but I'm stagnant. My ibadat, everything. Everything has become standstill. In other words, know how I'm supposed to develop. So straightway he said, think of something, you must have spoke something wrong. You did something wrong or you spoke something wrong. And he said, no, this is the thing that happened, that one day this fatwa about the crow, and I passed this statement of this kind. He said, that's the cause of it. That is the cause of it, that you have spoken bad about the people, the Haq, the big alim like that. It has brought about a stagnancy in your progress. You have to do something. Very quickly we open our mouths to speak, failing to understand that we have lost our own. However, he was a great person, and he was a person who was going to the road to Allah Ta'ala. He is prepared to ask for forgiveness. The most important thing is to ask for forgiveness. You must think just that a person can only ask for forgiveness who has humility in him. What's the reason for you not to ask forgiveness of that person? Because of pride. The only time you ask a person forgiveness because you are nothing, you feel you're humble. Even if a person is younger than you, if a person is a beggar too, if you cause harm to him, you become so humble to ask him forgiveness too. Even in Torah that Mawlana Rashid Gangohi, please forgive him. They didn't take it important at all. It's not effective also. Not at all, no effect at all. It is some mafia. These people who are great people, the people of Allah, even if you harm them, they from them say, Ya Allah, do not for my sake punish them in their qiyam. I do not want for my sake they will be punished. Some buzrus go to that extent and say, Ya Allah, if a person to the future will cause any harm, from now I am asking for forgiveness. They do not even like the enemies to be punished. What does your friends? And today, what we begin to say? No, you will get this punishment, you get that punishment, get this punishment. I won't forgive you too. You say all those kind of things. And here this is. Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi, when the person slapped him, he asked for forgiveness. Say, I told Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I forgive him. Before you can ask me forgive, I've forgiven him. And you pass it and these two rakat namaz for you too. Something that he faced is said. So he said, no, I forgive you. So Mahazad on that said, that you know something that Allah wala, if people haq, this is the condition comes if you speak against them or oppose them, that becomes stagnancy in your progress to Allah Ta'ala, then that person who speaks against the Sahabi, what will be their position? What will be their position? The Sahabi speak against the Sahabis, what will be their position? Very quickly we speak of the Sahabis. We cannot reach the Sahabi one month, Mahazat, no, forget Mahazat, one message, Alekya. Muhabbat ajeeb cheez. I say, Muhabbat? Muhabbat is something you cannot talk. Love is something. We do not have love as they love us. Their love is something else. That's why Hazrat Murashin Gongri Rahmatullah say, O Allah, that little bit of Muhabbat that Sahaba asked for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give us that Muhabbat. You see, when the time when the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make wudu, each Sahabi should run for the water that use water that must not touch the floor, it must touch the hand. It must not touch the run to them. To that extent, that when the blood was coming up the body, you know, for the cupping and the rest of it, to give the blood. So as Nabi Karim said, go and throw it. He said, there's no better place than my own body. They should drink that blood. They could not see Rasulullah was slightest bit of taklif in the not that bit. What muhabbat it was. So Hadith is saying that if you speak bad of the Sahabis, what if that this is a condition of person with the ordinary Allah wala? For him, if you did cause some harm to him, your progress becomes stagnant. Then if what you do for the Sahab, you harm the Sahab, you're in the position. Hazrat Mullah Shaykh Mughoyim Rahmatullah once said, that if a person involves innovation, if he passes away, if you open his cupboard, you find his face, you turn away. Turn away. And he said, go see it, you'll see it there. Innovation is something you bring new in Islam. Then Hazrat began to say that if the Sahaba is this a condition, then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you speak that or Sahaba, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what will the position? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You speak against him, what will be the position then? And people bring all kinds of things. We must not give people opportunity to talk bad about Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our life is according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we are not following completely Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's what people are talking about. If they look into our lives and say, this is Islam, this is a Muslim, that's why one went very bourgeois was said, what's the difference between the Sahaba than me? If the Sahaba, when look at us, they think we are the enemies of Islam. And if we look at them, we think they are mad people. Mad in love with Rasulullah. So we are giving opportunity to people to talk bad about Islam because our way of life. Very quickly you're getting hurt, which we have to get hurt if someone speaks bad about Nabi or something. Or why do you begin to think it was my wrong doings that brought about that condition? That people are looking in that light. Then see Allah Ta'ala, if you speak bad of Allah Ta'ala, what? It reminds me of an incident, you know. One day I told Aziz, I don't like people talking bad about you. I got him on Joyce like, you know, thinking very great. He put him on the ground straight away. He said, yeah. Thinking bad about me, you can imagine. What about they thinking bad on Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What are they thinking bad on Abu Hanifa Rahimullah? Why not thinking bad for that? Why are they thinking bad on Allah Ta'ala? In other words, that is what it's supposed to be. That how we must be hurt, but do not give opportunity of any kind. if you will, so when you become bad and you become, you give your hand to a sheikh, so then you must know this much, that you've given your hand, and whatever lesson he gives you, you have to keep it on. Act on it accordingly. Well, what to say that today, as he says, that you are hiding. You are hiding the true facts of the true life of yours, and you're giving him those stories what you enjoy telling. Hazrat Amreen Tahajjud Namaz, Hazrat Amreen Tasbih, all the other things which is hidden, that you're not talking about it. You're not even showing that in talks. Then Hazrat he says that he does not realize this much, that he's committing shirk. He's committing shirk. Just as a person says, look, like I've got my sheikh, I follow him. But when he does those things, he does not want to follow the sheikh, he's hiding from him, then he's committing shirk. Shirk or not that shirk, I'm talking about Allah. We're not talking shirk of Allah, but you're committing shirk. You are supposed to do this much that you know you have to give complete your yourself to your sheikh. That's the reason why there's a delay. What's the reason for the delay for the reformation? Because you're not true. You're not true. You have to be very true. You have to be very true. If you do not show them, leave alone that much. You should not have any opinion of any kind. If the sheikh told you that do that, and then you still don't follow him, that means I'm not happy with the opinion. I'm not happy. He will begin to do those things which he wants to do, that means I am happy what I want to do. Using your own expressions, your own knowledge, then is the shadow for you that you're committing shirk. Don't come near it. Talking about dua, accepted, not accepting, ibadat not being. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, one day he was making ibadat, he was saying, Ya Allah, what happened? He like stagnancy took place. I'm not progressing. Why? Immediately began to think, you know, we today, when we see, I'm not progressing, and someone else being wrong, that's what I'm doing. Someone else being wrong. Hear what he said. He said, there's something wrong I am doing that's causing this stagnancy in my ibadah. He began to look into his life. And he said he couldn't make up anything. He asked his mother, Ma, I'm asking you, there have been hours in your stomach at that time. Did you do anything wrong, eat anything wrong? Oh, she was a great person herself. She said, let me look into my life. She began to think. She got no answers coming. But you know, when Allah Ta'ala wants you to become near Him, He gives you the answers. Allah gives answers. She began to think that one day, while he was in my stomach, Junaid Baghdadi was in my stomach, I ate the fruit of my neighbor, the tree that was next. The moment he said that I ate this fruit, belonging to my neighbor, without permission, I ate it. He says, Man, that's the reason why. Please, one ask for forgiveness. She went and asked for forgiveness. They said, what are you talking? You are our neighbor. You can eat how much you want to eat. He said, that's not what my son wants to know. My son does not want to know that. He wants to know that he must forgive. He must forgive. The moment he forgave, Junaid Baghdadi Rahman went to his own khanqa and he began to make him zikr. He was another person. We today also, we eat a lot of mushtabahat. Out of doubtful things. We got the house, we can eat nice food there. But we want to eat people's houses, we're going to eat outside where they don't eat Bismillah also. I'm not saying halal, haram. No. I've got no right to say that. But if you go in the road to Allah Ta'ala, precautions are needed in every way. That you must make sure that I'm going to eat more halal, let me eat at home, that my mother, bismillah. Instead of going to these places where they do not read bismillah because they were non-Muslims working there. And you are eating that food, where is the noor on the people? Where is the noor? Where is that? If you want the noor to come into you, the real noor, then you begin to keep away from those things. I'm still saying again, I'm not saying haram. Because if someone gives you the thing, you must take it with both hands, you will kiss on the heart also. If someone can tell you, hey, what happened here now? I was told there's no noor there. Why you keep your heart? You have to keep people's heart, it's very important. You know, to keep people's heart is so important. We do not know how to keep people's heart. When that buzu was going with the murid and that person, Murida gave one milk to drink, how nice is he trying to, Hazrat, I've got Rosa, are you fasting? If fasting tomorrow, I can keep it too. But the heart, I can't keep. My husband gave one majlis. This came mine. If you are fasting, I'm talking Nabil fast, and you go into your house, some friend's house, and he wants you to eat there, to keep his heart, to break your fast. Who's doing that? No, I'm fasting. I'm a big huzur here. What a lesson he taught us this. That you are fasting, you're keeping a Nabil fast. And you went to your friend's house, and you know he's my friend, he's a true friend. And he said, no, please have a meal with me today. At that time, the greatest thing is you break your fast. Who is doing that? So the Shaykh is showing them that this is how it's supposed to be. And Nafil acts you must hide and do, not front of everyone. Nafil acts, not front. No one must know that you are even keeping Nafil fast. It is so hidden from everyone. Because the sign of Riya is there to show. Quietly you just put something in your mouth, no one even saw you too. That's nafil. Nafil namaz too, do it quite quietly. Other namaz is big namaz. Just to show you this importance, this budget, nowadays, because the fitna is on so much, we have to be in the masjid too. Because why? The moment we leave the masjid, namaz is forgotten. So you rather leave the masjid, then go. So the Hazri is saying, what's the reason? I do not understand the reason for delay in your reformation. Delay in your reformation. The Shaykh tell you, you tell the Shaykh, you're informing your Shaykh that you're not going to use the cell phone, but you still use the cell phone. Years of years you're telling him this, but you tell him, please do not use the cell phone, it's haram, it's the way you're using it. Because you're doing the wrong things with it. Few days you keep away and again you're back into it. Where is it? Few days away you back to it. What's the reason for the delay? Two peers. Shaykh said the thing only. Remember one thing, the Shaykh is not Allah. He is not Alim al-Ghayb. He does not know what you're doing until you tell yourself, tell him. It's something else by Allah Ta'ala put into heart to tell him this is what you are doing. But he does not know about it. But you are committing shirk. My husband said this, I'm not saying this. You're committing shirk. That you say you're not doing it, the day after you're still doing it. What's the meaning of that? In other words, you're doing this too and doing that too. When you come in front of him, you a different person, you go outside another person. Whereas a person who's a true, that's why he's saying delay cure. Before the people should come and give their hand, they give theirs and they say, this is the end of whatever I'm doing. This is the end. Not beat anymore. Look at that one person. He came to Hazrat Munawwar Shaykh Gongoi Rahmatullah Ali. made him bet. After bet, he told him, okay, I'll make Toba. He said, make Toba for this, make Toba for that, make Toba. He said, Hazrat, you forgot to tell me, make Toba for drug also. He said, well, how do I know? Hazrat was so kind to him, so much of affection for that person, that he told him, you know what? How are you taking it? He said, I'm taking this message. He said, lessen it. You didn't tell me it. Lessen it. So lessen it. He said, Hazrat, I made Toba. I made Toba. This thing is thrown away now. I'm saying it what my Hazrat told us. He threw it away. He got so sick. He got so sick. The doctors and Hakim tell him, you have to take it or you die. He wrote to Hazrat, Roshan Gongoi Rahman, Hazrat, the doctors have told me if I don't take it, I'll die. I'm not taking it. No matter what happened, Hazrat, you made dua. And when he got well, he got so well, he came to meet Hazrat Gongoi Rahman, Hazrat Islam Alaikum. It's 2 rupees. 2 rupees that time without money. We should buy 1 kilo sugar at 69 for 1 rupee. This is my earning for my drugs. I say it must not be me, but go to my sheikh. And he says, should give it. This is what you call be perfect. To perfect yourself, I'm not going to go back to it. I'm not going to go back to it. You make sure it's not going back. And every time you, this is a lesson for all of us. I'm just giving an example of drug. Any sin you got, I'm not going back to it. Pukhta irada. I'm promising, inshallah, if a person has the perfect irada, intention, I'm not going to go back to it. Allah must help. You must ask Allah. You must ask Allah for help. Allah will definitely help you. But you must ask Allah for dua and cry in front of Allah. Don't go to it. And this is why I'm saying it, because the cell phone is gone to that extent that our children now today have become masters of cell phones. They are becoming to that extent that you'll find that these children of ours for the future, Allah khair for them. Allah khair. They are controlling their parents now. There's so much of disrespect at home. There's so much of cheating at home, deceiving, everything because of this. If only we can come. And remember, if the big people carry on doing, the young people, my father is Jidu, I must not. So those days, immediately, you know, when they do something wrong, they inform the sheikh. And do not feel shy to inform the sheikh. That's why they say when you become bad, think 10 times or 100 times on become bad or not. Because once you become bad, the day after, it's important for you to inform the sheikh. I mentioned that some time ago too, Hazrat Ji. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, one person, when he travels, he does not make anyone bad, but because the person comes, a sick person, he makes him bad. So one person was very sick. So he said, Hazrat, I want to become bad. Because he was sick, he made him bad. After some time, he came to Thanabon. Assalamu alaikum. Who are you? Oh, I didn't make you out. Hazrat, I'm the same person that met you a certain place. And I came to ask you for bed and made me bed, I was very sick. Oh, so they asked, what you did? Did you write any letters to me? Did you contact me? No. Then why did you become bad? Hazrat, I became bad because I was very sick. I went to every doctor and I didn't win. Hazrat, this Buzrug Yalit asked me to ask. Oh, so you came with that intention. Out from here. I don't see you here. You dunya, before dunya you came. You know what dunya? This is what today people are. You come here for dunya, not for akhirah. He took you out. One time you were so kind to him. The time he's so sick, so let him meet him there. Another that showed him a lesson that this is the reason why he came, for dunya. So we are also in the same. Otherwise, your Islam, inshallah, you have to trust in Allah Ta'ala and you cry to Allah, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. You become firm, you leave all the sins.